When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michael Show.
Word! We're up, Manus.
Yes, Jillian.
Okay, first of all, finally I got my trash can back so I can shoot my baskets because Janice did something with my trash can. What did you do with my trash can?
No, I just...
No, it didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
No, it didn't make it.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'll get them later.
Okay, yeah.
No, Janice is standing next to my snotty tissue.
Wow.
It's only about 5 feet away.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're all right.
I didn't know you threw like that.
No, it's a tissue. You know how hard it is to get the proper velocity with the tissue because it catches
even,
the wind?
I can't even look at you anymore.
Do we need to have another conversation about physics?
No, we need to have a conversation about how you throw.
No, Janice, it's a tissue. Shoot a tissue.
Did you play softball?
Shoot a tissue from over there.
Have you ever played softball?
No, you big homo. No.
I'm telling you.
Not all homos play softball. Somebody give Janice a tissue. I want to watch Janice shoot a tissue.
You've lost your lesbian card if you've never played softball. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, no, back it up. Right there. That's good. That's good. That's good. Let's see.
Oh!
God damn.
Swish.
That's what I'm talking about, sister.
The homo just made it into the thing.
You know why? Oh. Because even as a card-carrying lesbian, you have to know how to throw. And yours was really, you know what, that's what we're going to learn this year.
I didn't crumple mine up properly, that's why.
2017 is the year that Jillian learns how to throw like a good sturdy lesbian.
Have you seen that whole thing going around the internet? The first rule of 2017: we don't talk about 2016.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my god,
that's funny.
Jeez. All right, now I'm very excited to get going because the only segment on our show that I actually like, we're finally about to do.
Really? You look. Can I just add? You look like a very pretty lady today.
I was at work. Yeah, I was promoting my book.
Very pretty.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you're pretty lady.
Yeah, I'm surprised I haven't been sued yet. I keep waiting to get sued for this book.
Well, you're doing, man, I've seen you everywhere.
Ah!
You're doing the circuit. Anyway, I know you have something to say.
Yes, so no. It's that time.
You're pregnant?
What?
Well, you just said it's that time.
After talking about the book.
No, it's that, oh, no.
Oh my god.
No more kids.
People were complaining that I wrote a book on pregnancy and I wasn't pregnant, so guess what?
Listen.
See what I did? Look at no. Oh no.
For 2 seconds.
No, after my son, I will never have more children. He is a frickin' there are no words. I swear to you, the child is. Did I tell you about how he peed on Heidi? Oh my god. I check in, right? I'm in New York, I'm doing book press. Yeah.
Sorry. No, I don't. No. Honestly, I'm not laughing.
I'm in New York.
Yeah.
I'm doing book press. I'm going to see if I can find the text for you. Hang on. And I check in, right? And, you know, because that's what I do. So I go, how's it going, right? And, you know, you don't really want an answer.
Yes.
But you feel like you have to ask.
You have to ask.
So I'm like...
Hoping that the question, so the answer would be, oh, great.
Yes! Yeah, right! Yeah. So I'm like, how's it going? And I just get this back. Your son peed on me. Like, what? And she's like, yeah, yeah, he peed on me. I go, what the... How? How's he peeing on you? And I tend to do the worst thing you could possibly do, which is victimize the victim. Because you're so upset. And I was like, why did you let him pee on you? And she's like, I didn't let him pee on me, you idiot. And I'm like, well, what happened? And so they were on Canaan, right, which is a canyon in Los Angeles. And he starts his, I gotta pee. Meanwhile, everywhere we go, right, I'm like, buddy, go potty. I don't have to go potty. I'm like, bud, go potty. I don't have to go. So sure enough, then he gets in the car and he's like, I gotta go potty. Which I now believe he does to torture Heidi because he thinks it's funny. He'll be like, I want a bagel. I don't want a bagel. He does it all the time. And I'm the one now that I've gotten to the point where I'm like, you can pee in your car seat. I don't care. And she's like, no, don't pee in the car seat. And I'm like, he's not really going to pee in the car seat. And he's like, I'm going to pee. I'm like, you do it. And Heidi's like, no, don't pee in the car seat. So anyway, he's in the car and he's like, I have to pee. So she pulls over on Canaan. Gets him out of the car, hides him behind the door, right? And he turns around and pees all over her shoes. Oh. He's a beast. He's a beast.
Did he get a spank?
Oh, please. Are you joking? It's 2016. So then.
So what? So, okay. All right.
I don't know what she did. Can you get Heidi? See if you can get her. So I get home. I walk in the door a few days later, mind you, right? And the first thing my son says to me, he goes, peed on mommy. And then holds his hand up for a high five. And you know what? I gave him one. I was like, buddy, don't do that. But good job. Because you know what? If she's going to let him pee on her, you know, I mean, he's like, peed on mommy. I mean, he's just a nutbag. He's out of his mind. He's a savage. An absolute savage.
It's ringing.
It's ringing. Put it on speaker. Let's see if she'll answer. Hang on. Yeah. No more kids for me. How did we get into that? Oh, you thought I was pregnant. Oh, she knows we're doing the podcast, so she forwarded our call. That bitch. Hang on. Call, please. Okay. So, anyway. No. It's that time, Manus.
Oh, this time.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa. This has become quite a tradition on the Jillian
Michaels
Show.
Sleigh bell jingle and
ring ting tingle
and two. It's lovely weather for a secret Santa too. Okay.
We're butchering that.
So,
song.
That's okay.
That's what we do also. Nicole, label things 1, 2, 3, 4. But, you know, they got to be smaller, Nicole. Smaller!
Okay, wait a minute. These presents are looking... What was our limit this year? Did we have a...
I thought it was 15.
Well, I got the best presents. Per usual, I'll have you know.
No, mine rule the world this year.
I doubt it.
Believe mine came to $15.
Do you remember Janice? Like, Janice got the beer pong hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the iPhone 4 phone case.
Oh, that's what Janice got me.
Yeah.
The iPhone 4 head, phone case. Yeah, an iPhone 4 head phone case. She got me.
It was the Walking Dead case. And I thought,
iPhone 4. I have two small children, by the way, so there's like a gross zombie on it. Yeah.
You know what? Yeah. That was a rocking gift. And many people wrote in and said, I would love to have it. And I think I gave it away to somebody and forgot to make it.
Yeah. Okay. You didn't even want
it. So it was a $15. Okay. Yeah, mine's definitely $15.
All right. Is there a hat or anything?
Hang on. We can use a...
All right. So who's going first?
Nick? You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dee 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 loo doo. A dee 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 da 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 da. Jake, you got the last stink.
What do I get?
Okay.
All right.
Oh no! I'm four.
What are we pulling here? This is to who goes...
Jake's two.
I'm number one.
Oh, no.
Dee, 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 dee.
All right.
Should we switch?
We should switch.
You two should switch.
Yeah.
Why do I always have to go last?
Because Jillian's number one.
You're the oldest, and I am number one.
All right. Okay. Somehow this really seems wrong. Okay, then you go pick first.
Good. Okay. Which one's Jake's? Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait,
are we doing the opening now, too?
No, we're picking.
You're
next.
Okay. Which one's yours, Janice?
Nobody wants my present. This is so that you can avoid getting my present.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jake.
Which one's hers?
Which one's yours, Manus?
The red.
The red one. Oh, Jake took it. Okay, Nicole. Okay, Nicole.
I can't pick mine.
Oh, wait. Swap. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right, so.
I'm gonna take the red one.
Okay, do it.
Seemed a little set up.
Janice unfortunately got mine.
Now what happens? Now we open.
We open.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we go in order or?
Yes. So Jillian, you were.
Okay, I'll go first.
All right. Okay. You're gonna need. These.
Oh, Jake brought in. Now Jake.
Panda mug. Oh, color changing panda mug. Not suitable for the microwave or the dishwasher. Fascinating.
Jake brought. What's in those cups?
Fascinating.
Jake?
Hot water.
Ooh, hot water. Oh, I see. Cause it'll.
Oh, ears. Oh, oh.
Now give it a.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Well, okay, now
it's
Jake's
a science experiment.
Hot water into
my
black,
panda mug. Yeah.
It's a black mug now.
Yeah. Still black. Yeah.
With a
black
white
still.
Inside. He's pouring hot,
oh,
hot
can
water.
See the light coming.
And now from the bottom up, it's turning white. It says something.
It does? Does it say the F word?
12.
Oh.
What does it say?
It says twat.
Turn it around.
That's wonderful. I love this. I'm so glad I got this. Thank you, Jake. This is wonderful. Where did you find that? What a wonderful gift.
It didn't say twat until I brought it home.
Oh, you painted it on there?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. That was really, first of all, how creative. Because what a creative gift. And then to take it to the next level and put your personal touch on there was really, honestly, was a beautiful.
I don't think I've ever heard someone say, oh, it says twat.
This is awesome. What's in there, tea?
Just hot water right now.
Okay. Okay,
wow,
good.
Wow, that is really cool, Jake. It's a twat mug.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what?
It goes perfectly with my dick face mug.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. I love
it. Who's next?
I get Janice's for the second year in a row.
Really? Was it second year?
I got Heidi. Should I answer it? Should we take a pause?
All right, take a pause.
We're right in the middle of Secret Santa, honey.
Oh, fine.
Honey, what did you do to our son after he peed on you?
After he peed on me?
Yeah.
What did I do? I took away his TV and his treat. Is that what I did?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I think that's what I did.
See? He peed on her.
So,
I told you.
Was it on your shoe or on your pants?
On my shoe.
On your shoe.
Yeah, on purpose.
And my pant leg.
I don't know how to react to this, Heidi. I'm so sorry.
It's funny now. It wasn't funny then because then I had to go to karate. With a peaty leg.
With a peaty leg. Oh, God bless you, Heidi. Oh, dear.
That's my boy.
The boy.
All right. Love you.
Thanks,
I
Heidi.
I love you.
Bye. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Nicole.
Okay.
D, 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 D.
An electronic yodeling pickle.
Now, take it out. Do it. It's the best. You know what, Jillian? This is fun stuff. Hang on now, wait. It's a yodeling pickle.
Oh my God, this looks very phallic.
See, Nicole can take it on her little holidays with her. Now you got to take there's a battery thing. Take that out.
Okay.
Do it again. What's the She there's something else in the bag. There's the yodeling pickle.
Instant underpants. Just add water. How many times have you had? You need underpants.
I have water.
Do you want me to make the underpants?
Oh, no, you might need them.
I might need them later.
See, of all the people that might need them, it's Nicole.
I might need underpants.
But then she has to put on wet underpants.
It does say let them dry.
Well, I bet you they dry in no time because they're instant underpants. See? Now, I know in my days of the drinking, a pair of instant underpants would come in very handy.
Okay.
Nicole's happy.
Are you? Really?
I have a yodeling pickle.
Oh, wow. All right. There's no way to pull. Okay. Anyway. I'm underwhelmed, guys. I like right. Jake. I like Jake's, of course.
Thank you.
You know what? Yeah. I thought that was, so is it my turn now?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Now this one's wrapped quite nicely.
Hang on 1 second.
Oh.
I've outdone myself. I'll have everyone know.
You what?
I've outdone myself.
It's in a very nondescript box. Uh-oh. So far, I see... Okay. You know what? Why for me? All right, they're penis slippers. They're knit... They're knit slippers with a penis and balls on each foot.
I picked the hairy balls one. See the hair?
And they have hair. Why would you do that? For what am I going to do? Well, you know what? On a cold night in Canada, you never know.
That's not all.
And this is party god. Don't party. What does that say? Yes, it's a party mug with a wolf and ladies with big breasts and what the hell is this? What is this? Okay, what's the matter with my pickle? You bought me dick shoes. Well, it, I don't understand this party. Now,
you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
I mean, you got to put them on.
These are truly.
Yeah, truly. Yes, Manus. See, perfect. Yeah. Those are great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are really something.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jillian.
See, guys, I continue to be.
Okay, when you look at the assortment we have here, though...
Yeah, no, I continue to be the champ, the reigning champ, although Jake was a close second.
Yes.
Yeah, because what he did when it reveals itself, it's special. So, yeah. Nicole, yours was crap.
I like it. I mean, Jake can play Rebels in the bathroom for a long time.
No.
Well, I mean, I feel like he's there for long times.
No.
The studio can keep him busy.
Now he'll be there longer.
And then he can, you know, clean himself with the soap and then get paid for it.
No, I don't think so.
Clean himself.
No, I don't. I'm not feeling it.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays, everyone.
I got one more tissue to throw. No.
Oh, my God. Okay. Night.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science science based on Nobel Prize winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. And it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
You know what? I find that some of the coolest people are, quote, redeemed. And even though we all have our
demons.
Yeah, and are the things we've done that we're not proud of, and like a lot of us didn't get caught for it. We've all been wasted. We've all done stupid stuff. I guess I'm just saying, like, lately I've noticed, like, there's a lot of people I've been coming into contact with who didn't dodge the bullets, who got hit with them, who got caught.
Absolutely.
And, like, there's a kid, young, so sweet, who works with our horse trainer, and he's her groom, and I was noticing how hard this kid works, right? And she starts telling me his story, and he spent a month in jail for statutory rape. Okay, he's now a registered sex offender. To make a long story short, though, it was his girlfriend. He was 19, she was 16. He's a kid like Jake. They have a baby together. I mean, but this kid is now a registered sex offender that's like on his record
forever.
Yeah. You know, I mean, then there's one of my favorite stories is Zeuska Light, who was a porn star. And now I happen to think is fantastic, fantastic trainer, a real trainer, the real thing, a great trainer, in great shape, has completely turned her life around. Like I find that there's that kind of scenario to me. Is really magical because to transform out of something,
mm-hmm.
especially when you've been caught and stigmatized, is really cool. I think, and I've always people that were oh my god my favorite assistant, the good one, the one that I love, Cody.
he's pretty cool.
I know Cody's very sweet. I've met Cody a couple times.
He was a total drug addict. Wrecked his life. When I say total, like he'll tell me stories about like how he'd pop 14 ecstasy and like in rehab, and that he's been sober for years. And he's, I mean, as so a lot, like I can count on him for anything. I can trust him with anything. I can count on Nicole too and trust her too. I'm just, Nicole wasn't a drug addict or, you know.
No, I know what you're saying.
And it's like, I find that there's a magic in that. And there's the beauty of like that person that A, finds a way out, and B, grabs onto that second chance and doesn't let go. And mm-hmm. how many people are like, get back in your box. Get back in your box, back. I have total sympathy. Believe me, I do. I get it because I've been that kid where, and that's where I kind of look at my kids and I'm like, okay, I don't want to give them everything, but I also don't want them to get so far behind the eight ball they feel they've got nowhere to go. Like there was a time in my life where I've never talked about this, but I was 17 years old. My dad threw me out. It was the night before Thanksgiving. As I said, I graduated early, so I was trying to get by with college. And my parents were doing the, like, if she doesn't do what we want, you know, she's on her own, which is
I grew up in a family that had money, but you know, it was always very clear. It's like, it's our money. It's not your money. You have nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Which that's what's so weird about me. It's such a strange dichotomy because I grew up as a kid with five houses and five cars who would get driven to school and Porsches and Ferraris. But I personally, God forbid you asked for anything. How dare you? Mm-hmm. Not my mom, you know, but my dad. And my mom, you know, was dealing with it because she was young. She married my dad at 25, you know, until they got divorced. You know, she was growing up, going back to school and finally leaving him and all this stuff. But so there was a time when I was 17 where I literally had nothing. My car. I took my car. My dad chased me down the street trying to get my car. I took my car. Took it. Stole my own car. And I was like, oh my God. Like I had like some clothes in my car. I stayed at a friend's house. And my grandmother on my mom's side, when she died, she'd left me $5,000. Well, I could only get it when I turned 18. I was turning 18. It was November. My birthday's in February. And somebody was like, and I was 17. It was the very early 90s or 90 or 89, 90, something like that. And somebody, a boyfriend I was dating at the time was 27. And he's like, he was working in clubs. And he's like, we can buy a bunch of hits of ecstasy for $10 and sell them at $20 a pop. Well, I was 17 years old. I was like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to, I got a job making, because this is also not an issue. What was I going to do? I was 17. I got a job as a hostess at Stanley's on Ventura Boulevard making $5 an hour. You can't. And I found my way, but I seriously, seriously considered it. I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to do when I get the $5,000. We'll buy a bunch of hits of ecstasy and we'll go sell them at raves. And thank God I had a friend like say to me, like, you realize that if this you get caught, but there are undercover people at these things, like you get caught, you're done. Your life is over. It's jail. You're finished. And for some reason, he did a good enough job to scare the crap out of me so much that I didn't do it. But I remember thinking, like, there's no way out of this. And I truly was so scared and didn't know how I was going to eat, pay for my gasoline, get to work. Like, yeah. I didn't. And you know what my dad did? He's such a bastard. Because I was 17 years old. And he was worried people were going to come after him if I got in an accident. He was like, take your grandmother's money and pay for a whole year of insurance up front. And then I'll help you with school and this and that. So I paid for the insurance and because he didn't wanted to make sure he was covered.
Gotcha.
And then he went, F you, you're on your own. Oh my God, I hate him so much. I personally am all about redemption. I think that's where it's at. And I think, you know, it's that whole like, let him without sin throw the first stone. Baloney. No. And for someone to get into a situation, you just don't know what the hell they've been through. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what put them into that. There was a great quote about this. What was it? It was like, I think I put it in my book Unlimited, and it had something to do with like a person who's like done something that they're not happy with or not proud of or wish they hadn't done. But it's like, there's the power of redemption. It like shines brighter than the brightest star.
Yeah. Because you got to get that out of yourself. You got to be a strong enough person to be like, well, I want to change. And if you're just fluid your whole life and nothing's really changing, it doesn't say much about your character.
Manus.
Other things do.
I was just looking up the quote.
Yeah, it's something about a moon.
A moon.
Shining brighter.
Moon shining.
Nicole's working on something.
I'm doing stuff.
Moon shining bright. Hang on a second.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's an Unlimited.
The sun shines bright on my old Kentucky home. No.
No.
hang on.
No, it's like, then he who something, something. It's like a Buddha moon with the moon on the thing.
Hang on, we're getting there. Even if the moon is not bright, the stars are not pure in his eyes. That's from the Bible.
No, oh, not that.
Okay.
No.
Well,
no. Okay.
I'm just saying that, you know what? We all have that. We all come to that, you know, that fork in the road. And sometimes you make a choice, you know, and sometimes it just, you go down it and
look at Manus.
Guys, we're talking about how Janice has been destroying my segments, which, you know, who knows what she's going to cut out now. And when she talked about her death box, which you may remember.
It's not a death box.
I came up with a solution for the death box. We came back and I said, you know what, instead of a death box, a box that emulates your dead friend, which is macabre and creepy as shit, we could have a manus box. So instead, you could pick your favorite personality and you could sell it so you could have your own manus robot, right? Everybody could have their own little manus. And then I was so excited to hear that, my idea, my great idea, on the show. And you know what Manus did? She cut it out.
No, I didn't cut
it. Yes, you did.
I didn't cut it all
out. You did, Manus.
It came to a natural end. After Jake said,
no.
After you told Jake, this segment's crap,
no.
And Jake said, I really like it. And then you said, no, Jake, it's crap. And then Jake said, yes, Janice, it's crap. And I said, we'll be right back. How can you go on from there? You can't go any further.
No, we came back and I found the solution. And the solution was a manus bot. And I just don't... Our masturbation segment is missing. Our testicular torsion segment was missing. Thank God I saved it.
I'm
missing the one where you tied the work boots to your personal area. And I just, these are gems. I don't understand why.
Because, you know, because we're only allowed so much time in the podcast, right?
Yeah.
We're only allowed so much, you know, we can't just go on and on.
On and on, Mass.
Well, all I'm saying is when Jake said that, and I'm just saying.
Check this out. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with the show Black Mirror.
No.
Black Mirror, no.
I've heard about it, though. Why?
It just became really popular. It's been out for a couple of years now, but season 3 just came out.
Black
and it was
Mirror. On what channel?
It's like an English thing on, I think it was BBC or something,
is
but
this
it's on Netflix now.
Is this a horror show?
Kind of.
Is it this exorcism thing?
No.
Oh, okay, no.
It's futuristic, and basically it's like...
Black Mirror.
It's basically how all our technology is affecting us now. It seems to be a short distance in the future and what could happen. It's like a dark version. Anyways, season 2, episode 1...
Satirical themes.
There's one called Be Right Back. This came out in 2013, February 11, 2013.
Mm. It's like Twilight Zone. It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. It is like the Twilight Zone. So this one, there's a woman, the plot is there's a woman, her husband goes out they just got a new house, he goes to return the van, he dies.
Ooh,
She's at the wake, her best friend tries to console her and say, listen, there's this thing that helped me through losing my loved one, you could talk to...
Your dead guy.
It's not him, it's a computer, but it scours all of his social media and emails.
Well, they got the idea from this machine thing.
So she says, absolutely not.
Well, let's hear where it goes, man.
She says, absolutely not.
This is Janice's celebration dance. Don't think you're right. It's obviously going to go sideways.
Her friend signs her up anyways. She gets an email. It says, hi, it's me. She doesn't reply. Takes a pregnancy test because she feels sick. Finds out she's pregnant. And she goes, okay. She says to it, she goes, I want to say one thing. I'm pregnant. Fast forward, she's nonstop talking to this thing. She's stuck in her room. She doesn't respond to her sister.
See,
doesn't
this is
talk
no
to
good.
Anybody. It gets dark. She goes, I wish I can talk to you. And it goes, well, we can't. And it says,
he gets her to kill
you
herself.
You need to send me videos, blah, blah, blah. It gets his voice ready, and then it calls her, and they could talk on the phone. So they're talking. And then it goes, there's an experimental thing. We could take this one step further. It's expensive. She goes, don't care. A box arrives. It's like a human in the box. She puts it in the tub. She puts the proteins and shit on it. And it comes out naked, and it's like a perfect form of him when he was younger-ish.
Yeah.
And she talks to it and is talking to it.
It's her, like Westworld.
And it's aware. It's aware that it's a machine. It goes, you know I'm not Ash, the guy.
Yeah.
I'm the machine. And it's super dark, and it's just anything from the show doesn't end well. It doesn't end. There's no happy ending or anything. It's just really, really dark. But... What Janice said, that whole thing.
See what a great idea
the
your
woman
idea
got
was?
Sucked into it.
Wasn't it way better to have your own manus bot?
No, but don't you
think
which
you cut out of the show, which I took something that was horrible and macabre, and I made it positive.
Okay.
And you edited it.
So here, okay, all right, since I am responsible, here is Jillian's manus bot. Sweet Jesus. Well, apparently now that now you want to talk about it.
We're going to let Manis do her segment, guys.
Well, we're just going to continue with this.
Yes,
from,
we
from
are.
Where it was.
Yes, we are.
So I guess my point is, so what this gal is saying is it's not about pretending someone's still alive. It's about accepting it and thinking and talking about it and not staying in denial. So it's like a chance where you could, okay, we'll be right back.
I feel like people would get lost in it, get stuck.
I feel like, it wouldn't help people move forward.
We're here. Come on. We're here. Come on.
No, it was just a conversation.
I wouldn't mind actually doing it with somebody who was alive. Like, I had like a Manis box.
Okay.
And then I could be like, guess what you said this morning, Manis? And then I could tell Manis what it said to me. It could be like having a Manis all the time.
Like a Janis bot.
Yes.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Wait, no, and another thing. Oh, my God, this is a great idea. We could sell them so every audience member would have a Manis in their house.
You come to the
tour. Oh, my God, dude, it's like a pet Manis. Oh, my God, you guys. Oh, my God, it would be the gift guide craze of 2018. Everybody would have their own Manis. It'd be like a Chia pet. Manis, they can have their own Manis.
Well, what would I do? Just talk to people?
You're the one who said there's a death bot, but instead we'd make it a Manis bot. And we put all your Manis stuff in it. And then it would just, everybody could have their own Manis.
And it would do the dance.
No, I don't think it can do the dance. Can it do its dance? Manis, this is a great idea.
Okay, we'll be right back.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So another Nicole one right here.
Oh, yes.
6 reasons you should masturbate when you're married, and there's a picture of a guy with a banana sticking out of his zipper.
Okay. Okay. Did it have to have a picture?
It has a picture right here, Manis. Okay. Here you go. And it says you'll keep your sex drive revved up. Do you think that's true?
Hang on. Masturbate while married?
Supposedly.
Well, you should. Well, I believe you should always.
When you're married?
You'll
have an active fantasy life. I don't know if I agree with this.
Really?
Yeah, I like to save it up. Yeah, I like to save it up.
What, like a tight, like winding a tight clock and then just all of a sudden.
Because then I'll be like, no, I'm good. I'm all good. I don't need it.
You know what? It's been such a long time since I've been in a relationship. I couldn't share. I'm out. Mic
well,
drop.
We know where Jake stands.
I think, if I get a little alone time, I want it more than if I don't have any alone time. Like, if I go without sex, I can go without it for a while. But, like, once I start, getting in a groove with myself, I'm like, all right, I want it all the time right now.
So, really? So it's good then. Hmm. So you both have opposing
So she
views.
Says that. Yeah. See, I feel like I'm good for a little bit. I'm like, all right, I don't need to go again that day or anything like that. I'm like, okay. Then I want to eat and go night-night.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Wow.
You'll take care of yourself.
Things are hopping over at the Michaels household.
I have 2 kids, okay?
I'm just saying.
A pig.
It's like
3 dogs, a bird, a turtle.
Night-night.
Night-night. All I really want to do is watch my television shows. I have to put all of them to bed. You know how I feel about that.
I know.
I'm into a new one.
That's what quickies are for.
Westworld.
Ooh, that's a good show. I just started it.
I know, I like it.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
But like a quickies before you get a TV show. We actually do this thing called Screeners and Sex Days, where it's literally we watch the screeners that we get for the movies coming out.
Movie.
So we watch a movie, then we have sex, and we watch a movie. Keep going all day like that.
That's a lot.
It's good.
That's because you don't have kids. Mm-hmm. So you don't have kids.
Yeah, you can't do that.
You don't know the meaning of pain until you have kids. Wow. I've just started to like mine after all these years.
but doesn't that say, isn't that every couple with families, isn't that their biggest problem is there's no time for sex anymore? Isn't it? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, you can, but here's the problem. So, like, I hate eating and then having sex. I hate it. I feel gross. Can't stand it. And by the time we finally get the kids to bed, I'm starving, she's exhausted. So we literally will have to plan it and strategically snack. So it's like, okay, don't forget to snack.
Oh my God.
I did not know that's why you tell her that.
Don't forget to snack. So that we're not just like, screw it, I gotta eat. My blood sugar's so low.
So there's no spontaneity.
Nope. No way. No. So it's like, that happens, eat, Heidi passes out, I watch my show, then answer emails till 2 in the morning. It's nuts. Yeah. No. Nope. That's kids, man. That's life with kids. It's a challenge when you're
I'm sure.
Trying to kind of, because that's the other thing. It's like, and you can have it. And this is my whole theory about starting a love motel for parents. Because it's like, again, you have a babysitter come over. But what do you say? Excuse us. We're going to what?
We'll
go to the bedroom.
I remember your love motel for couples.
Yeah, the love motel.
Yeah.
We use our beach house. But we literally are like, it's date night. Where do you want to go? The beach house? Okay. Yeah, we go to our other house.
Yeah, yeah.
We leave our kids and go to the other house.
No, but that makes sense.
I mean, but most people don't have that luxury
of going to the beach house.
Yeah, of going to the beach house. So, I mean, I don't know. It's what was the subject matter of this?
Masturbating.
While married.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
Well, the second one was to, it keeps your fantasies alive. So, I mean, oh my gosh, there's so, I mean, I'm sure Jake has seen these, but there's like porns out there that are Khaleesi and Khal Drogo.
Stupid. Like,
excuse me?
I have not.
Khaleesi and Khal Drogo totally gets
you watch Game of Thrones porn?
Oh, get some good stuff. You cannot tell me you were not turned on by both of those characters.
Not at all.
Oh, my God.
I think a good Nancy Friday book is always Nancy Friday, My
I know.
Secret Garden.
I know how you are with those weird, creepy lesbian stories.
I'm just saying.
Just, yeah.
They say you'll find out exactly what works for you. It's like you think you don't know your body. You're grown up. I mean, Nicole, I don't like this piece.
No, I think there's well, validity to that.
You'll get the best of both worlds.
Well, the thing is, like, it's going to slash stress because it's like, you, as Jillian's saying, you don't always have time to sync up with, like, you know, the partner. So it's like, I've got a lot of pent-up anxiety. I need 5 minutes to myself, and then I'm going to be relaxed.
With your Khaleesi.
And Khal Drogo.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand.
Is that,
that
two
all.
Girls? Is that, what is that?
Oh, no,
you don't
no,
watch
that's...
Game of Thrones?
No.
You're fired.
There's no judgment here.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to JillianPodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.